We've been looking at this for some time. As you say, it does involve the local enterprise partnership working very closely together, and obviously economic regeneration and growth is a key priority for us all. So we feel this is a way of moving that forward, and the next step, if you like, in terms of working more closely together to benefit the wider Dorset.
What would the sort of devolution that a combined authority would entail give to you as councils?
Well, what we're looking to do is to sort of pool our resources, if you like, and to look at those areas where we have a common interest, a shared strategy, if you like, right across the larger Dorset. We're looking at making sure we have the ear of government, making sure we've got a really strong voice with government to attract as much inward investment as we possibly can, and to make sure, too, that we're planning properly for strategic things like transport, which cut right across our local authority boundaries, and make sure we're really joined up in the way we approach these things.
So is the hope kind of that it would cut red tape and that, you know, investment would be more forthcoming, therefore, if you weren't having to wait for government approval for everything?
Well, we would certainly hope that that would be the case, so that we can coordinate what we're doing right across the boundaries and make it easier for, economic growth to take place.
I guess some people's worry would be that their local councils might be losing power under a combined authority. Can you reassure them?
Yes, absolutely. There will be retaining a very close democratic input, and each authority will be represented as part of the combined authority, and will have a vote on these issues, particularly on the key issues. So it is about balancing that democratic input together with the extra clout we can have, if you like, by coming together and working as one on the key, really strategic priorities like transport, etc., skills, all those sort of things which are really important to a vibrant economy.
So on a very local level, local councils would still exist and still be decision makers?
Absolutely. This proposal retains the nine individual authorities, and they will be coming together, pooling their resources in certain areas for the benefit of everybody, but retaining that local control in their own particular area.
So what stage are we at with these proposals, and what happens next?
Well, the leaders of each authority have been looking at this for some time, and now proposals will be going out through each individual authority to make their own decisions through their own decision-making process through the autumn. And hopefully this process will be complete by late autumn, and then we will submit our plans to government. We've already made a statement of intent to government, but we have the formal bid to get in hopefully by the end of the year. The government already has given us some significant funding towards this, because they're very keen to see us working better together too. So it's we've already attracted that extra investment to move this project forward.